Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're always free and available at Apple Music, iTunes, and Blog Talk Radio. And today's guest from Drake, the standout wide receiver turned tight end, Devin Cates, is kind enough to join us, and he's going to be a fabulous guest. I'm excited because he's one of these kids that, you know, the NFL has a pulse on this guy, and I hope when we get done with the show, you guys are going to be acclimated with him as well. But Devin, welcome to the program. Can you believe your time at the collegiate level is kind of come and gone, and now the next step is getting your, you know, getting that foot in the National Football League?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about. You know, they say college goes by fast, and it definitely has. The last 4.5 years, you know, flown by, and you know, from the first day I stepped on campus to, you know, to be a college football player till now, kind of seeing everything come to fruition. You know, just a lot of hard work over the last 4 years, but yeah, it's kind of crazy to be in this position now and to, you know, to be working towards a dream that I've had since being a little kid. So excited about it.
Nice. So a little kid, I mean, now I right before we went on, I was asking you about Yuba City, California. I believe that's where you grew up. It seems like you're nestled in a beautiful part of the world with all those national forests around you. What was football like in Yuba City, and how pretty is the area?
Yuba City is a smaller town in the valley of Northern California, so it's going to be really, really hot in the summers, not too cold in the winters, pretty nice weather. It's pretty rural, actually, a lot of farmland out there, so super pretty, rolling hills, you know, close to the mountains, pretty much a two-hour drive from the beach and a two-hour drive from the mountains, so kind of right in the middle of everything.
Wow.
But as far as football goes, Northern California, I think has a ton of football talent. You know, Yuba City's about 45 minutes from Sacramento, and I think Sacramento, that whole area, high school-wise, has a ton of high school talent, puts a ton of guys in college and to the next level. So it was competitive. It was fun playing in the Sac Joaquin section, playing against, you know, teams that were much bigger than us, playing against teams in the metro area and stuff like that. So it was fun. It was a great place to grow up, but I can't complain about going away for college at all. It's always nice to come back to California, and that can be the place to visit, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm curious. I mean, you know, we're on the phone now because you've reached this pinnacle in your collegiate life where, you know, NFL teams are interested in you. I mean, what point, do you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school? And what options were available for you before you decided to go to Drake? And what made you choose Drake?
Yeah, I get asked this question a lot, actually. So coming out of high school, my junior year, I was actually asked to play quarterback. We didn't have a quarterback at the time. The coach asked me, he said, "You're an athlete. We know you could do it for us." So I ended up playing quarterback my junior year and still playing safety on defense. And then senior year, transitioned back to wide receiver and safety still. So playing quarterback hurt my recruiting a little bit just because I didn't have a lot of film as a wide receiver, a lot of film, you know, other than a quarterback. So I knew I wasn't going to play quarterback at the next level. And so I was just looking for a school that, you know, one, was going to allow me to continue my career athletically, and two, was going to put me in a position academically to be successful after college, you know, if football didn't work out. So I ended up getting in contact with Drake. They flew me out on a visit. I stayed with my host was Eric Saubert, actually current tight end for the Chicago Bears. Stayed with him, had a great time, just felt a really a really good sense of, you know, family, of unity. I feel like programs around the nation, you know, really preach the whole family aspect. But, you know, I really felt it when I came out here. You know, I'd never been in the Midwest before, and so I kind of took a chance coming out here. But, you know, if I had to go back and do it all over again, I've loved my 4.5 years here at Drake. And, you know, the people I've met and been able to become friends with are stuff, nothing I would trade for, so.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Devin Catesy, standout Drake, offensive weapon. And he mentioned earlier, athlete, and that's what they refer to him a lot in high school. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We talk a little NFL draft as this young man moves forward to, I'm sure, a childhood dream. So, you know, once you get established at Drake, when do you kind of start getting the mindset that, you know what I'm doing at the college level, can, you know, what I'm doing on Saturdays may get me a job, you know, playing on Sundays? Because you know as well as everybody, you know, this isn't the cards. You could arrive, things don't go your way, but they went beautifully for you, Devin. When does that moment come when you kind of really think that this could be a realistic dream come true?
You know, I'm going to say I've always believed in myself, you know, from the beginning. Again, having Eric as a mentor to look up to and kind of seeing him go through this whole process when he was a senior and I was a sophomore, you know, we're pretty similar body types. We had pretty similar numbers in the weight room. You know, we trained together a bunch, whatnot. And so I kind of saw a little bit of myself in him, and I saw how hard he worked and how that basically all came to fruition for him. So, you know, I got to say, I always believed in myself, you know, but it really didn't click with me until I had two NFL scouts, I believe from the Vikings and the Bears. They stopped by in the spring of last year. Just, you know, actually sitting down, talking with them. They measured me up. I ran a 40 for them. I took the Wonderlic test. It kind of got real then. You know, it kind of set in, like, you know, this can be a thing. You know, it's not just something that I believe in, but it's something that I can really make happen. And so, you know, once that really clicked, again, just continuing to work hard and, you know, try to put the best stuff on film and try to show teams you know, that I'm well-rounded and that I could be placed all over the field and that I can, you know, be a weapon for them offensively. So,
excellent. And you talked about that film. I always ask all the guys to come on the program, you know, if these scouts are in that film room, you're sitting next to them. I mean, what about your film are they going to love? I mean, what are those qualities that they're going to walk away very, very pleased about?
For me, I just think how well-rounded I am. I feel like I'm a guy who can line up in multiple positions on the field, whether it's split out in the slot, whether it's attached as a wing, whether it's as a down tight end, or whether it's even in the backfield as a fullback. I kind of got moved around a lot here at Drake with my position. I was kind of like the rover of the offense. You know, usually there's a rover on defense. So that guy who could kind of line up anywhere, create mismatches, kind of, if I'm lined up here, you know, we'll get the defense to line up this way, and then, you know, we're going to run the ball the other way, or things like that. So just someone who can be used in multiple ways, use my body both in the run game to, you know, block, and in the pass game to create separation and, you know, box guys out, go get jump balls, stuff like that. Just, you know, athleticism, I think that's something that's big for me. Is I'm a big, long guy. I think I have good footwork, good hands, able to create separation in the pass game. And, again, just someone who can be – placed in multiple positions on the field and, you know, doesn't really have a true position attached to him, but again, it's more of that athlete type of guy.
You know, and Devin, I think, well, you know, the things that you mentioned, I think all benefit you, because, you know, you can see the NFL kind of, you know, there's a little bit more trickery, and these young coaches, these young offensive minds really like to utilize as much as, you know, as the talent they can have. You know, this kind of isn't, you know, our fathers or grandfathers' National Football League anymore, where it's just kind of like a simple, you know, ground and pound. I mean, you know, if they can utilize and move a guy like you around, I mean, you know, they're going to utilize that ability. How about this one? We just asked to benefit you. We know you take academics, you're honorable, you know, there at school. Is there anything that these scouts won't see on film that they should know about? I mean, you know, film junkie, weight room warrior, team captain. I mean, maybe just the offense you ran where you couldn't showcase other skills. I mean, what do they need to know about that they just might not know as of yet?
Just number one, I'm a grinder. As far as the weight room, as far as film, you know, I'm going to put in the time. I'm going to put in the work. You know, I always want to say that I'm the hardest working guy in the room. So that's a big one for me. And just, the understanding of the game, I feel like it's kind of hard to express or to show people your football IQ. I feel like if you talk to a lot of my coaches, they'll tell you that I'm probably one of the smartest football IQs or guys on the team, you know, as far as breaking down film, as far as analyzing defenses, as far as understanding the game and how it goes and, you know, adapting the things on the fly. I'm always asking questions on the sideline, communicating what I see out there, what I think we should do. You know, I feel like I always have an opinion, and it's good and bad sometimes, but definitely just my understanding of the game and, you know, my ability to adapt and to, again, you know, be an athlete on the field, but also be a student of the game and continually be learning and growing in that way.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Devin Cates, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talking with the standout Drake tight end here on the C2P platform. This is your show, your opportunity. Anybody that's been a big influential part of you becoming the guest, the guy that we're, you know, talking to today?
Yeah, I mean, my dad, I talk about him a lot, I feel like, but, you know, he's been my number one supporter, my number one. He's always believed in me. He was my coach growing up all the way through, you know, Pop Warner through high school. He was our defense coordinator in high school. So, you know, him, just the bond that we have around football, you know, we used to spend multiple hours every Sunday breaking down film when I was in, you know, sixth, seventh grade. So I've been doing the film thing for a long time. And, you know, he actually never missed a single college football game of mine either. You know, he's there for every
wow.
home, every away game. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Yeah. So just the support, the belief he has in me has definitely been something that has inspired me and has pushed me. And, you know, obviously I want to do this for myself, but, you know, I want to do this for him just as much. So.
That's awesome. Props to dad for, you know, logging those miles and checking out, wow, I mean, all your collegiate games. I mean, that's pretty impressive
pretty
stuff.
Crazy.
And I'm sure he's proud. Yeah, I mean, that's the one that's awesome. I think Rosie Nix, the fullback for the Steelers, I remember speaking with him, and I believe his family or his father kind of did somewhat similar where they, you know, they kind of made it a point not to miss any of his games. And I was just always in awe of it. And lo and behold, your father kind of took the same path. Again, kudos. And I tell you what, that's a grinder and dedication right there. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's probably days you're like, man, it's going to be a long trip. But, you know, you got to see your boy play and do his thing, and you're doing it well. So you didn't disappoint. And you're obviously, you know, you got such high marks right now going into this. So I'm so excited to find out how this is all going to shake up in a few months. For you, I mean, and this is cliche, and you might even say Eric Salbert from the Bears, do you get comparisons to anybody? Because, you know, you're a unique talent. You know, you're that former receiver. You got that long body, like you mentioned. You're athletic. Do you get comparisons to anybody?
Sometimes a lot of the scouts I talk to will kind of ask me who I think that I compare to. And, you know, so I think a couple of those flex guys in the league, you know, Zach Ertz, those guys who can be flexed out, you know, guys who are a receiver when you have multiple tight ends in, you know, usually have a tight end down and then a tight end flexed out. So sometimes some of those guys, obviously Sobert, we talk about a lot just because a lot of the same scouts that came to see him came to see me. So a lot of comparisons there. But again, I feel like I'm pretty unique as far as my talent goes. And, you know, I don't think I want to, you know, specifically compare myself to anyone. You know, I just want to be myself and be the best version of myself and, you know, show NFL teams that I can make it, again, I can make an impact for them.
Awesome. And I'm curious, and you know this, I mean, when you've gone through the process, and I don't think there's any position more ridiculed than tight end, because you're either a pass-catching tight end or a blocking tight end. You know, no matter who you are, even you could be Travis Kelce, they're going to knock you for not being the best in-line blocker.
Yeah.
Do you get some criticism for that, or just because of your receiver background turning into the tight end?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say criticism. Just the way I was used in our offense, I never actually put my hand in the ground. So I was never considered a true in-line tight end, even though I spent a lot of time and a lot of plays. Basically, as a tight end, that was just stepped off of the ball, so as a wing, essentially. So I ran a lot of the same blocking concepts and things like that as a true inline tight end would, but again, never technically put my hand in the ground. So, you know, don't technically have that experience. I think the way I was used it's pretty similar to an inline guy, and it's pretty similar to a guy who can be flexed out. So, again, I think I'm prepared to line up anywhere on the field and, you know, make an impact there. So,
awesome. some of the stuff, man. Well, hey, we know you're busy, and we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us, Devin. But before we let you go, we always like to share some off-the-wall questions with our guests. You ready to take a couple shots with those?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, this one just came to me as we were speaking, because you said, you know, you're 2 hours from the beach, you're 2 hours from the mountains. From your profile picture that we found on the Dreg site, you got those gold, that golden locky hair. Are you a, if I don't know if you've done either one, but are you a better surfer or a better skier?
I'm definitely a better snowboarder, better skier. Spent a lot of time on the mountains growing up. My grandma lives up north, so snowboarding was big. I've been surfing before. Wouldn't consider myself a surfer at all. Spent a lot more time on the lake than I did at the ocean, actually.
All right, fair enough. And then how about this one? Your head coach, Coach Stepsis, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Coach Step, I would say our old head coach, previous head coach Rick Fox, there was a slur of people who could do impersonations. Coach Step, it basically, as long as you bring in some sort of energy to the conversation, you know, I feel like he's always going 100 million miles an hour when he talks, and you know, he demands that respect and that energy, you know, from his players. So he's definitely a guy who I'm excited to see, you know, blossom in this new head coach role and see where he can take our program.
Awesome. And then the final one, usually this is a question I think you gentlemen enjoy answering most. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to lunch?
Easy answer. Carrie Underwood, most beautiful girl in the world.
Well, there you go. Yeah, yeah. No hesitation there, man. You knew that one. It's almost
nope.
Like you had that question you got secret information I was going to ask them. And, hey, man, no problem with that. Hey,
I've been
asked
similar questions, so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there, fair enough then. Fair enough. Hey, again, we appreciate you stopping by. I can't wait to find out where you, you know, where you land when this is all said and done. And I know the audience that we have, they were excited to get you on too as well. So, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. Appreciate you talking to me. Appreciate you getting my name out there. I'm excited to see what the next couple months holds for me. So,
excellent, man. It's going to be a good couple months. Once again, that is Devin Casey, standout Drake tight end. And this kid brings so much to the table. And, you know, you got to love when these area scouts really start doing their homework and they start kind of, you know, unraveling the, you know, and finding these type of players, guys that, you know, might not necessarily be a household name at the collegiate level, but they can become a valuable intricate piece to an NFL team at the NFL level. And at the end of the day, that's what these guys all want. So, again, if you want more of Devin Cates, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be pushing this out on social media. So we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the C2P. Probably done. Oh, no worries, man. I appreciate your time. I'm,